Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. There's so much that kids deal with that probably don't even enter the minds of those who are battling out a divorce.
Right. Right. And that's the thing, Susie, most times, and I understand this. I mean, I walked the journey as a divorcing parent. Most times in the separation, the first year or two after, you're so focused as a parent on what hurt from the past, what wasn't fair and just, and how are you going to survive the future, that sometimes we forget that our kids are hurting, our kids are grieving, and that they need us to see them and to help them with their pain. And unfortunately, many parents, when they're angry, they use the kid as a pawn or as a a point of pain towards the ex by either telling them negative words about the other parent, withholding the child from, seeing the other parent, undermining that other parent, saying negative things about them. And all the while, the parents are thinking, I want my child to like me the most. I'm going to be the hero because the other parent hurt me so deeply. But unfortunately, in the long run, those kids will grow up and resent the parent who is bad-mouthing the other parent. They'll resent the parent who didn't get on with their stability. They'll resent the parent who stayed angry.
Yeah.
So our hope is that we will be able to speak to these angry parents and encourage them to find support and healthy ways to deal with that so that they'll be free, their kids can be free, and that 20 years from now, their children will look back and say, my parents divorced, but I knew they both loved me. My parents divorced, but I had lots of, freedom back and forth between their homes. My parents divorced, but it didn't ruin my life.
Yeah.
That's what we want these children to say.
And I would bet that to be able to say, I never got the sense that my mom was afraid for me to love my dad. And that mm-hmm. feels so important. In fact, I so appreciate in your book where you're saying, and you were honest about this. Yes, the temptation was there to try to create a home that was so much better than her dad's home so that you just want to be with me. But I want to do that for the right reasons. I want to create a right home and a good, this is my paraphrase of what you're saying, but I want to do this because it's right to create a beautiful home and to love my daughter, but not as a manipulative endeavor to get her to prefer my home. It goes
exactly
all the way down to motive in the deepest ways, doesn't it?
Yes, it's all about the motive of the heart. And, and when we talk about the child's heart, one of the messages, the phrases that I've been saying for years is that children of divorce, they have one heart and two homes. One heart, two homes. And parents will either help keep that heart whole by being intentional with co-parenting, protecting the children in the divorce process, being willing to work with the other parent and not put the child in the middle, or they'll take that heart and they will pull it apart and shred it even deeper. And, in counseling, we talk about the divided self, the issue of, not just your loyalty, but the core of who you are as a being. When mom and dad are completely against each other, they're very vocal to you about how much they dislike the other. The divided self takes a child to a very confusing place. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they've come from because it's nothing but negative and harsh language. So, in our one heart, two homes concept, that's just something to remember. These children will come and go, whether it's every other weekend or once a month or 50-50, however the time is split, they only have one heart. And what moms and dads can do to minimize the pain so they come and go between them freely, that is what makes the long-term difference for these children.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.